Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Crisis Preparedness Guide, How to Survive the Coming Collapse by Damian Brindle is a practical preparedness book in the survival and emergency planning genre. It is framed around the possibility of a severe breakdown in ordinary systems such as electricity, water, banking, food distribution, and public order. Rather than presenting a theoretical argument about societal collapse, the book positions itself as a straightforward manual for families and everyday readers who want to reduce dependence on fragile systems and improve their ability to cope with disruption. Its focus is on preparation before a crisis rather than improvisation during one, based on the available descriptions and reader reactions. The book emphasizes concrete steps, checklists, and references that help readers decide what supplies, skills, and priorities matter most when normal infrastructure is no longer reliable. The result is a compact guide aimed at turning general concern about emergencies into organized, usable planning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, preparing for the failure of core systems that ordinary life depends on. The central premise of the book is that a crisis becomes dangerous not only because of a single event, but because multiple support systems fail at once. Electricity, water banking, food supply, and law enforcement are presented as interconnected pillars of everyday stability. That framing matters because it shifts preparedness away from isolated disaster scenarios and toward systemic disruption. Instead of asking only how to survive a storm or blackout, the book asks what happens when normal routines, payments, deliveries, and public services stop functioning together. This approach makes the guide relevant to a broad range of emergencies, from localized outages to larger social and economic shocks. The book's value lies in helping readers think in terms of dependency chains. If one system fails, others can quickly follow. By organizing preparation around essential infrastructure, it gives readers a clearer basis for deciding what must be protected first and what can be replaced later. Secondly, a practical blueprint for family readiness rather than abstract survival theory. A major strength of the book is its practical orientation. The available descriptions repeatedly emphasize that it is short, direct, and built around actionable guidance rather than broad speculation. That makes it different from many survival titles that rely heavily on dramatic scenarios or generalized advice. Here, the point is to provide a usable plan for ordinary families who may not consider themselves hardcore preppers. The language of a tactical blueprint suggests ordered preparation, identifying needs, arranging supplies, and reducing vulnerability before a crisis arrives. This is important because family preparedness often fails when it becomes too complex or expensive. A practical guide must help readers prioritize, and this book appears to do that by focusing on what can realistically be done now. Its appeal is therefore less about inspiring alarm and more about making preparation manageable. For readers who want a clear starting point, the book functions as a decision aid that translates uncertainty into concrete actions. Thirdly, checklists, references, and prioritization as tools for turning concern into action, reader feedback, and publisher descriptions indicate that the book includes checklists and references, which are significant because they convert preparedness from an idea into a sequence of steps. In emergency planning, the hardest part is often not understanding the risk, but knowing what to do first. Checklists address that problem by reducing mental overload and helping readers focus on essentials. The mention of prioritization also suggests that the book recognizes a common challenge in preparedness: resources are limited, and not every precaution can be taken at once. That makes ordering decisions important, especially for beginners who may be overwhelmed by supplies, equipment, and competing advice. The book seems to respond to this by structuring the work around immediate actions and basic foundations. This is one reason readers describe it as useful for both beginners and more experienced people. A well-designed preparedness checklist does more than list items. It helps readers build a sequence of practical decisions that can be completed without specialized training. Fourthly, coverage of bugging out, food storage, home security, and survival communication. The book is positioned within a broader preparedness framework that includes several recurring survival topics: bugging out, food storage, home security, and communication after a collapse. These areas are significant because they represent different stages and dimensions of crisis response. Bugging out addresses movement and evacuation. Food storage addresses continuity of supply. Home security addresses protection of people and assets. And communication addresses coordination when normal channels fail. Taken together, these topics show that the book is not limited to stockpiling supplies. It is concerned with how families remain functional under pressure. That is important because many preparedness discussions overemphasize gear while underemphasizing planning and coordination. The book appears to place these subjects within a practical framework that asks how a household can stay safe, fed, informed, and connected. This broad but focused coverage gives the guide a realistic structure it is about managing the main survival problems a family would actually face when systems stop working. Lastly, a grounded approach for readers who want resilience without extreme ideology. Another notable feature of the book is its positioning for ordinary readers rather than a narrow survivalist subculture. The available descriptions suggest that a reader does not need to believe in an imminent apocalypse to find the book useful. That makes the guide especially relevant in a category often shaped by extreme scenarios or ideological language. Instead, it emphasizes real-world preparedness for events such as prolonged power loss, supply interruptions, financial disruption, and public disorder. This broader framing increases its practical relevance, because many people are more likely to encounter localized emergencies than a total collapse. The book therefore stands out as a preparedness resource that can be read as a rational household planning tool. Its tone appears to be grounded and direct, which helps it bridge the gap between casual emergency readiness and more advanced survival planning. For readers seeking a compact, no-nonsense introduction to resilience, that balance is one of the book's most distinctive qualities. In conclusion, Crisis Preparedness Guide is best suited for readers who want a concise, practical introduction to emergency readiness without wading through theory-heavy or highly specialized survival literature. It should be especially useful for families, homeowners, and beginners who want to understand what matters most when essential systems fail. The book offers practical value by helping readers think through priorities: what to store, what to protect, how to plan for movement or sheltering, and how to communicate when normal infrastructure is unreliable. Its main benefit is clarity. Rather than treating preparedness as an abstract lifestyle, it frames it as a set of manageable decisions that can be made before a crisis. Compared with many books in the same genre, it stands out for its directness and its focus on ordinary households rather than extreme scenarios. It also seems to work as both an entry point for newcomers and a compact refresher for readers who already know the basics but want a more organized framework. In that sense, its real distinction is not sensationalism, but usable realism. If you would like to support Damian Brindle, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.